Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Ryan Vaughn of Varsity News Network, Steve Frazee of TEDx Grand Rapids. He's a founding member of that, as well as other entrepreneurial and consulting pursuits he's involved in, and Kelly LaCoy of Uptown Kitchen. We're going to be chatting about entrepreneurship and innovation here in West Michigan. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
So I'd love to start out by having each of you tell me about what you're involved in. What are your businesses? What are your pursuits?
So this is Ryan talking, and yep. I am the co-founder of Varsity News Network, which is like ESPN for high schools.
Okay.
And so we found that as mainstream media kind of focuses away from high school sports and towards like collegiate and professional sports, just because they don't have the resources to do it, that there's 30 million people around the country that have an interest in actually a direct family member in high school sports, but nowhere to go to find out what's going on, find pictures, videos, things like that about their kids.
Sure.
And so we are working to mobilize the people who are already at the games to tell those stories on behalf of the athletes and put it on a web platform that's controlled by each individual school.
Okay.
And so right now we work with schools all over the state, as well as we're just now getting into Indianapolis with mm-hmm. this platform, which not only promotes athletes, but also raises money for schools in the process.
And that's at varsitynewsnetwork.com.
You got it.
Okay. How about yourself, Steve?
Well, I've just finished up the second year of TEDx Grand Rapids and passed off the majority of those responsibilities to Bill Holsinger Robinson, mm-hmm. who has stepped up to take it into the future. And so I'm playing with a variety of things. One of my sweet spots right now is social entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. which is the idea of creating businesses and business opportunities to create wealth to alleviate poverty and make the world a better place, specifically in West Michigan, how we can create new types of businesses through vehicles of ownership that help people create wealth for themselves.
Sure. And how about yourself, Cowie?
I recently opened Uptown Kitchen mm-hmm. in the Easttown neighborhood of Grand Rapids, and we are a licensed commercial kitchen and event space. So we currently have 13 businesses that are incubating in our space. We have a dining room that seats 50 people, and the licensed kitchen has 3 rentable kitchens within it. And so we have a variety of different small food producers, and this lowers their overhead and their risk as they get started and grow not only in the Grand Rapids market, but beyond that, if that's their goal. And so we're focused a lot on working with other food nonprofits that are focused on food justice and expanding the food hub in Grand Rapids as part of our mission, and then also working through our commercial kitchen and event space.
So how did each of you get started in these ventures?
Oh, man. So I've actually been in high school sports media for a number of years. First wanted to be a sports writer. So I was an athlete all growing up and realized pretty quickly out of high school that I wasn't going to be the NFL star that was playing in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I figured that my one shot to actually go to the Super Bowl was to write about it. So I started to write actually about the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Pistons in the beginning. And again, found out that nobody wanted to listen to what I had to say about the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Pistons. So switched to high school sports.
Okay.
Created a company called West Michigan All-Star, which was a traditional journalistic publication. That's still actually around, although there's some other guys that run it now. Mm-hmm. And then got to thinking, like, well, we have this publication that's achieved some level of success in football and basketball in West Michigan. Wouldn't it be sweet if every single school had one of these publications that they use to promote their own athletics?
Sure.
That was 2 years ago, and now it's all kind of combined together into Varsity News Network.
Now, fans are contributing as well?
Fans, parents, coaches, administrators. I mean, we really do create a community inside one individual high school dedicated to promoting all the athletes at
sure,
that school.
Sure.
And then we just do that for a whole bunch of schools.
Sure, sure. How about yourself, Steve?
Well, I got into being an entrepreneur. I'm a little older than the rest of the people sitting here, as my grandchildren will attest to.
Not at all. grandchildren.
So I first got into being an entrepreneur. I was in the corporate world. I was teaching technology classes for a major corporation around the world. I was flying. In 1993, I put about 130,000 miles, 130,000 miles on an airplane, which meant I was gone a lot. And mm-hmm. so I said, I need to quit and stay home and just write software for you guys. And they said, you can't do that because you don't have a programming degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit and I started a consulting business, and they became my biggest customer. And I thought, that's great, because I started making a lot more money than I did working for them, having them as a client.
Sure.
And I was addicted to business at that point. And we eventually grew and sold that company in 2005.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was a long haul and a lot of lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, I've been trying to take the vehicle of business and use it to improve society and change the way economics works.
Fantastic. How about yourself, Kelly?
I actually started this as a project in college at Calvin, where I recently graduated from. And I have always been very passionate about food and learned more and more about the food industry in Grand Rapids and realized the gap that there was for small food producers. There's the cottage food law, which is great. It allows people to produce food in their homes, but you're limited to what you can make, how much revenue you can make, and where you can sell your product.
Mm-hmm.
So having a licensed commercial kitchen space allows these producers to open up online, and they can go into retail markets and grow a lot quicker than if they have to raise the capital to open a commercial kitchen on their own.
Sure.
And the event space just really allows them to interact with the public. The public can come in, we can hold different pastry markets and events, and it really allows us to utilize the full space.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, I'm just very passionate about small business. That's what my degree is in.
Mm-hmm.
And also being able to help these businesses that are specific to the food industry get their feet on the ground.
Now, folks who want to come in to Uptown Kitchen, where is it located?
We are at 423 Norwood. Mm-hmm. So if you're familiar with the cross-section of Wealthy and Lake in mm-hmm. Easttown, we're just around the corner.
Over by Wolfgang's Just for Breakfast.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I was also wondering, like you mentioned, like pastry tastings. So is there a schedule for these pastry tastings?
We're
if
working
you
on
go
it. We are. Hopefully we'll have one towards the end of the summer and one in the fall. So it'll be kind of like a dollar at the door type of deal where you come in and taste a bunch of the stuff that's going on at Uptown.
Yeah, I want to get on that list.
No kidding.
That's a good deal.
You two will be at the front of the line.
Yep, right. You bet.
Maybe even camping out, huh?
I think there will be a line probably around the building.
Yeah, that's great.
So, Steve, you touched on this a little bit about your reasons for becoming an entrepreneur, but each of you, what kind of lit the fire for you? Why did you want to work for yourself, call your own shots versus, you know, going in, punching a clock from 9 to 5?
I'll tell you, for me, it wasn't so much the 9 to 5 thing, because I've found as an entrepreneur, 9 to 5 would be sweet. You know, it's more like wake up.
I get so bored though. 9 to 5.
I could try it for a while. You know, it's a wake up, work until you can't work anymore, and go to sleep and repeat. Really, for me, it was the inefficiencies that come from scale.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as a company moves out of its small phase, medium-sized phase, and gets to be a major corporation, the processes that have typically been put in place and the mm-hmm. command and control environment that supports the ongoing revenue also becomes somewhat stagnant,
mm-hmm.
and you lose the opportunity for creativity. And that's exactly, I just felt like I was being stifled.
Get stale.
I had all these ideas and surrounded by people that didn't have ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the only way for me to thrive, you know, creatively in mm-hmm. business was to get out and hang up a shingle, which is what I did.
How about you, Ryan?
Well, so I actually did kind of an inventory a while back and realized that I had been an entrepreneur since a very young age. Actually, in fifth grade, I started selling Pogs on the playground.
Pogs.
You guys remember Pogs?
Awesome.
Those things?
You're a Pog trader.
Seriously, I was a Pog dealer.
We sold stickers.
As a fifth grade, well, that was a really, really solid business because all of the supply was free because my mom bought all the Pogs.
Oh.
And I'd just sell them. Sometimes I'd take barter for candy. If I was feeling generous, but also, I mean, that was how I lived that whole school year. It was just I had a nice hefty allowance from Pogs, Slammers, the whole works.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I've kind of had my own things going at various points forever, but I also feel like entrepreneurship is kind of like the story of our time at mm-hmm. this point. It's never been easier to start a business, and so. If I wasn't really just trying to give it my all and trying to create something that was uniquely, that I thought was going to provide unique value that I was leading.
Sure.
I feel like I was shortchanging myself.
Have you ever worked for anybody, Ryan?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Out of school, I waited tables a little bit. I worked at a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like, I was hired to be somebody's assistant at the car dealership and found a need in the internet department, and so created the internet department, scaled it to 3 dealerships, and then started doing that. So
okay.
It was always about finding a need and just working my butt off.
Sure.
It's work until you can't go anymore.
Right. How about yourself, Kelly?
Yeah, similar. I'm not that far out of school, but did spend some time working in more of a corporate job, and that was great. It is definitely more of a 9-to-5 thing, and entrepreneurship is all hours of the day, all days of the week, but I have so much more passion and joy in what I'm doing, and get to meet so many great people and work with so many great people, and I found that to be worth all the time I put into it. And I think similar to what Ryan was saying, just that culture now, like coming out of school, I think a lot of people my year and people who are going to school now feel like you spend 4 years in college and then you need to go get a full-time job somewhere, and
mm-hmm.
now it's kind of the culture of innovating and creating ideas, and you can go out and do something for yourself. If you have an idea, go for it.
Right.
I think that's great.
Do you think we're going to have too many people out there who are entrepreneurs? Are we going to be able to, you know, deal with all that? Is it going to get to a point where it's too much?
Well, yeah. Well, no, we have to have it. As a matter of fact, you know, we're in my lifetime, the population of the planet has already doubled, right?
Sure.
And past doubled. And one of the big crises that is facing our country is job creation. And if you look at, there's a variety of political thought about what it takes to create jobs.
Right.
But one of the things that we know creates jobs is in a location, in a local geography, companies that start, small companies make mm-hmm. up a substantial amount of the job creation.
Right.
And when you employ yourself, you're more involved in the product that you're producing. You create higher quality
sure.
product, and you're more connected to the community. So local entrepreneurs are the way to go.
Sure.
Absolutely, in my opinion.
The other kind of corollary to that, or the extension of that, is as the population continues to grow, it's entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship that mm-hmm. are going to cultivate a new area for all of us to fit. So, like, there's the guy named, you know, Elon Musk. He founded SpaceX most recently, which is the first commercialized space shuttle to go to the moon. But it's like these types of things. It's not going to be traditional government or, you know, big business that's going to get us to Mars or going to get us to a place where we can, you know, to whether it's save the Earth or find a new place for all these people.
It's going to be private industry.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
People who are, you know, willing to think a little bit differently than what has been thought of before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he's an example of that for sure.
Sure.